Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Today's podcast is called Marketing Myopia. I've been mulling over a debate for the past few weeks and haven't been able to resolve it, so I thought I'd share it here and get your input. The issue is whether marketers should try to increase the marketing function in the organization, or whether they should try to increase the marketing capability of the entire organization. The debate was prompted by an op-ed written by Larry Light, marketing guru and former McDonald's CMO, in Forbes a few weeks ago. Larry's piece, entitled Marketing is Being Devalued, argues that marketing, quote, needs to assert its rightful role, making it the central force of brand business management. Larry outlines the five reasons he believes marketing is not fulfilling its business management role, including lack of organizational alignment, a trust deficit, and a measurement mindset which stifles marketing. He warns, marketing as we know it will continue to decline unless we move to reform marketing and transform the CMO from a marketing communications leader to a brand business leader. At first blush, I couldn't agree with Larry more. I share his concern about marketing being a short-term tactics-based function. Marketing is so much more than ad campaigns and taglines. And I even recently penned a piece for my new Brand New Perspectives column in QSR Magazine about the expansive, impactful role that the most effective CMOs play. Particularly in these times when companies are focusing on growing the top line, marketing should be the engine which drives new growth. But upon further reflection, I realized that making the marketing role more important may not be the answer. Perhaps the goal shouldn't be to elevate the marketing function within companies, but rather to make marketing the function of companies. That is, perhaps companies should organize their people, build systems and processes, align resources and prioritize, and build capability throughout the organization so that the entire enterprise executes the marketing role. I believe this is what Peter Drucker was referring to in his famous quote, "Because the purpose of business is to create a customer, the business enterprise has two and only two basic functions, marketing and innovation. Marketing is the distinguishing, unique function of the business." Now, many of you know that I advocate for the brand as business management approach. Brand as business involves a deliberate and systematic management of the business around the brand. It impacts all business functions, from generating insights, to making planning decisions, to facilitating operational excellence. As such, brand as business is not a marketing undertaking. It's a business model led by the top executives and then executed by everyone in the organization. When I speak to marketing folks about brand as business, I tell them it is not enough for the marketing department to get it. It requires everyone in the organization to shift their identity from their traditional job description, instead thinking of themselves as operators of the brand, who develop, maintain, and activate the brand across all of their activities. So marketing shouldn't be vying for bigger budgets for marketing or bigger jobs or titles. Their goal should be a brand as business organization. And their job is to find ways to convey the importance of brand to every person in the company, to persuade them to adopt brand as business. I think this way of thinking applies to the marketing function in general. Take consumer insights. It's counterproductive for an elite few to claim ownership of customer understanding. Likewise, identifying creative ways to engage customers may indeed be marketing's bailiwick, but unless the ideas are co-developed with other functional areas, operational considerations will be overlooked and their viability unlikely. The understanding of customers, the development of value propositions, and the broad application of brand values must be aligned and integrated throughout the organization. Now, Larry Light argues that the CMO is responsible for building and managing the brand business plan. The CMO is the voice of the customer, whether a B2B customer or a consumer. The CMO is the customer advocate. The CMO must lead the effort to drive true customer insight-focused innovation, and the CMO must lead the effort to break down organizational silos. A side of me wants to stand up and shout amen, but I wonder, shouldn't everyone in the organization be doing these things? Shouldn't everyone seek to better understand customers and advocate for what's doing best for them? Shouldn't everyone work together to develop innovations based on customer insights? Shouldn't everyone tear down silos and contribute to building the brand? This is not to say that there's no need for a marketing department or that marketing doesn't play an important role in an organization. Marketing establishes and cultivates the critical conduit with the outside world, communicating and delivering brand value from the inside out, and gathering insights and sourcing tools and resources to bring inside for the entire organization to use. Depending on which way you look at it, either this sounds like the functional expertise and value of marketing is diminished, or it paints a bigger vision for marketing. So what do you think? Should we be concerned that marketing is being devalued? Or should we be excited about making marketing something everyone in the organization does? Please share your thoughts. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at deniseleeyan.com. Take care, and thanks again.